Hey, do you have your blue ribbon? I'm here at the Santa Monica Stairs. It's Friday at about, 9:30. And I'm here to talk about principles over paychecks. For those of you who have your ribbons, yes, it's great to wear them at shul. It's great to wear them at rallies. It's great to wear them at home on Shabbat. But we need to stand tall. We need to stand proud. And we need to stand for what we believe in. If you stand up for the hostages and you stand up for Israel's rights to defend themselves, or if you hopefully stand up for both, you need to get your blue ribbon, you need to put it on and wear it proudly every single day. Believe me, the people who are against us have no problems telling the world where they stand. The fact that everybody keeps asking me the same two questions: A, aren't you afraid that you're gonna lose business? The answer is yes, I lose business every day. However, all of those clients and those thousands of followers are not important. Here's the thing. If I can't stand up for what I believe in, what's the point in believing in anything? What's more, there's a problem with the question itself. Why? Why should I be afraid to stand up for 242 hostages, two of whom were found dead in the last 2 days? So I'm walking up the Santa Monica Stairs. I'm on my final set, the 18th set. What's more, why should I be ashamed or afraid to stand up for Israel, the nation state of my people, the Jews, who quite honestly do more to protect the citizens of Gaza than Hamas themselves? The second question that I get asked day in and day out: aren't you afraid for your life? Well, let's go back to the point that I just made. If I need to be afraid for my life for standing up for hostages that were brutally abducted, for 1,400 people who were massacred, raped, beheaded, burned alive, dismembered, and worse, things that are inconceivable to the human mind, if you're human. If I have to be embarrassed or ashamed to stand against terror, well, then I need to be embarrassed or ashamed to be who I am. Right now is a time for all the good people in the world, all the good people, to stand up against terror. This isn't a time to stand up for bin Laden, for example. This certainly is not the time to stand up for Hamas. But when you wear a ribbon in public — I'm in Santa Monica, lots of people walking around, I just did the stairs, lots of people on the stairs — when you wear it in public, you make a statement. Do eyebrows raise? Yeah, they absolutely do. Has my life or even my safety been threatened in any way? And I have not taken off this ribbon since October 8th. You can see it in all of my videos, all of my shorts. I don't necessarily point it out, but it's there. Has anybody ever come up and threatened me in any way? No. Granted, I live on the west side of LA in Brentwood, where there's a very strong and thriving Jewish population. That could have something to do with it. But I proudly have a mezuzah on my door. I proudly wear my Jewish star, but I'm wearing a turtleneck right now, so you can't, it's down in here. And I wear this, period. So, what actually happens when you wear a ribbon in public? Because I'm actually the only person that I have seen wearing one anywhere other than synagogue or at the rally in DC, which, by the way, was incredible. 300,000 people who, with 1 week's notice, made it to the nation's capital to stand up for the hostages, to stand up for the Jewish state. But let me tell you what actually happens in public. More than anything, people look at me, they smile. A lot of times they quickly turn away their eyes lest anybody see that they actually support my support of Israel. And likewise, it's the same thing that happens on my social media. I have gotten so many hundreds upon hundreds of direct messages, many from people I know, and many from complete strangers, telling me that they support the state of Israel, thanking me for supporting the state of Israel, because so few people, particularly in the yoga community, are brave enough to do it right now. Or maybe they just don't feel the conviction. But they DM me and they tell me flat out that they're afraid. They're afraid to actually like my post. They're afraid to actually comment on my posts, lest the world know that they stand for decency, that they stand against Hamas, that they stand against terror. What kind of world are we living in? What else happens when I wear this besides the people who look at me, smile, and look away? People hug me. People come up and shake my hand. Fist bumps. I have had a multitude of people thank me. Likewise, when I plastered 50 posters around Brentwood, the kidnap posters, which, by the way, more than a month later, a few of them, oddly enough, are still up, which is pretty awesome. But the number of people who stopped me, I did it on a Saturday night with one of my close friends when everybody was out dining all over Brentwood. The number of people who stopped me to thank me, to hug me, to ask if they could help and what they can do was remarkable. So here's one thing I do want you to know. We are not alone. I promise you those 300,000 people who are at Washington with me on Tuesday, we're not all Jewish, okay? We do have friends, and many of them are afraid to stand up. But here's the thing. If we all start wearing a ribbon, if we all stand proud, if we all say that we are not scared to stand up, not just as Jews, but of supporters of humanity, of supporters of decency, then maybe the tide will start turning. Here's what I believe. If opinion can turn on a dime, like it did during the 2014 conflict, that was the first major conflict that social media got super involved with Israel and Gaza, or Israel and Hamas. Back then, that was when the narrative shifted, okay? 1.8 billion Muslims, 15 million Jews in the world. It's very easy for them to hijack the narrative. Here's what we need to do. We need to build alliances. We need to find people who don't just look at us and look away and smile, but people who look at us, smile, and keep looking, who lock eyes with us and lock hearts and lock souls, because together we can win. Remember this, light will always, always defeat the darkness. It doesn't matter how big the room or how dark the room. As soon as you light that one candle, you will always see the flame. Allow yourself to be one of those flames. As Jews, we are tasked to be a light upon the nations. Please, with me, shine brighter. Wear your ribbon. Principles over paychecks. The right people will find you. And we will not just survive, we are going to thrive again. We are thriving again. Because we are the Jewish people, and we are a nation of survivors. Am Yisrael Chai.